It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews with the band of New Jersey Rock. Coming up, we'll do a rad track from Reality Suite, talk with Jack about our upcoming album, crank up Vection, and meet Marguerite King of Little Vicious. You can catch them at House of Independence in Asbury Park on November 23rd. But first, on the phone is Emily Borneman of Dennis. They're rocking Baby It's All Right in Brooklyn on November 14th, and The Saint in Asbury Park on November 16th. Emily, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Tell us about your latest album, Night Swimming.
We released Night Swimming in July on Cleopatra Records, which is an LA-based record label. We recorded it in Oceanport. We did a full U.S. tour after we released it. It did pretty decent on the college radio chart, from what I understand, so that was cool.
How could someone get a copy?
We currently don't have any physical copies. We're working on getting it pressed on vinyl. We're going to order more CDs, but you can listen to it on Spotify and Pandora. It's on iTunes, downloadable, basically every streaming platform.
So just jump on there and search Dennis Band and you'll find it?
Absolutely, yep.
Now you guys are rocking a number of dates coming up, but immediately you got two back-to-back dates in our area. November 14th over at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn, November 16th, mm-hmm. Right of the Saint in Asbury Park. What can people expect from a Dennis performance?
We like to make it fun, a lot of high energy, bouncing around, a couple bad jokes in there.
For either show, how could someone get tickets? Can they just show up at both venues or can you get them in advance?
Both venues, I'm sure you can just get them at the door. I don't think they're going to be sold out or anything. Baby's All Right in Brooklyn, I'm not totally sure. It's a Doc Martens-sponsored showcase, so you might need to buy advance tickets, but all the information's online. If you go to Baby's All Right Facebook or our Facebook, we'll be keeping you up to date on how to attend these shows.
And speaking of social media, what's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Dentist is doing?
Instagram. We are constantly updating our Instagram. You can follow us at Dentist Band and our website, dentistband.com.
All right. So on last week's Jersey Rock Podcast, our Halloween special, we rocked your track Upset Words. That one's about the Sixth Sense, right?
That's right. Yep. It's a bunch of Sixth Sense quotes and ghosts and spooky stuff.
Yeah, I felt we had to get that on the Halloween special. Now, on the podcast this week, we're doing the title track off of Night Swimming. Tell us about that tune.
Night Swimming is actually one of my favorite tracks off of the new record. It has a lot to do with like social anxiety and things like that, which, a lot of people experience but don't really talk about. So, I just tried to express that in the song and, hope that people can relate to it.
Emily Borneman of Dentist. Don't miss them at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn on November 14th, The Saint in Asbury Park on November 16th. Emily, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Dentist on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah. Hey, this is Brian King from Reality Suite, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Suite with Live Now Forever on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Awaken EP. It's available now at realitysuite.com. Catch them this Saturday at The Space at the Westbury Theater in Long Island. They're opening for Vixen.
On the Phone is Jack. Her 1123 album is dropping on November 23rd, and you can catch her on November 13th over at Cafe Artiste at the Jersey Shore Arts Center in Ocean Grove. Jack, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Now, we've already played a couple of singles from the album on Jersey Rock, but tell us, what went into producing 1123?
So 1123, I recorded at 816 Tracks East with Pat Noon. We brought in a lot of talented players for the record. Each song stands on its own, has a unique vibe.
Now, of course, the album is coming out on 1123.
That's right. Available for birthday.
Cool, and it's available for pre-order now, right? So someone can just look for Jack, and Jack, of course, is spelled J-A-H-K.
Yes, it's going to be available. It'll be available for pre-order, I think next week is when it comes out for pre-order and pre-save on Spotify. So that's exciting, get a little sneak peek into the album.
Coming up on November 13th, you're performing over at Cafe Artiste in the Jersey Shore Arts Center. That's right over in Ocean Grove. What can people expect that day?
It's a really cool spot, very unique, in an old, very old building with a lot of cool architecture and other artsy areas in there. The spot itself, the room that it's in, is a little beautiful room with its quaint cafe table set up, a candlelit. They have beverages and some snacks and desserts available, and it's BYO. So it's a nice spot for listening to live music. They call it the listening room.
What time are you on at?
You know, I don't know yet. It starts at 7, so come by at 7, get a table. It has a nice lineup of other singer-songwriters from the area. It's a nice night.
What's the best way for someone to stand up of everything that you're up to?
The best way, you can reach me in different spots. You can find me on my website, jackmusic.com, and sign up for the newsletter. And I try to send out, you know, schedule updates and keep you posted on new music releases and videos and such. I'm also on Instagram at Jack Song, and you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Jack Music.
And of course, again, Jack, J-A-H-K. Make sure you get that right. The track we're doing is Soak You Up. Tell us about this tune.
Soak You Up is one of the first songs I ever wrote, so it goes way back for me. New for you, not so much for me, but when we recorded this time, it really took on a whole new element. We brought in a cellist and a pianist for the recording. It's a beautiful song, kind of like a ballad, if you will. It's about longing for a love you can't have. It's pretty heart-wrenching in that sense, but it's also hopeful, just soaking in every drop that you can of a moment of joy and peace and love.
Jack, her new album, 1123, is coming out on November 23rd, and don't miss her November 13th over at Cafe Artiste at the Jersey Shore Arts Center in Ocean Grove. Jack, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tom.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Jack. Let's Soak You Up on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Your eyes open wide. You warm me up so hot inside. I want you in my life. You smile and then I see your heart, and oh, so suddenly, I lose reality. Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Kate from Vection, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
The latest from Vection, that's Break, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Word is they have some new material in the works. Check them out at Vection.com. On the phone is Marguerite King of Little Vicious. Catch them at the Grape Room in Philadelphia on November 21st, House of Independence in Asbury Park on November 23rd. Marguerite, thank you for calling into the podcast.
Hey, how you doing, man?
It's a pleasure to have you on. I know you guys are currently out on tour. How's that going?
Yes, I mean, we're only a couple hours into it right now, but, you know, it's probably going to be okay. We got about 13 dates coming up before we come back home, and we're just stoked, like, to go out on the road, really, for the first time on this long of a routing as a band, and ready to kind of show them what kind of weird rock and roll we do. So it's going to be a good time.
Now you have an EP out right now, Super Number One Party Music Time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. At the time, we were only a two-piece. We recorded at the Firehouse Studios in Oceanport with Joey Henderson as our engineer, and it was really fun because it was mostly just me, my drummer at the time, Eric Pierce, and Joey, just getting those three songs done. And it was cool because, like, so one of the other songs on it, Falling For You, we had, like, a bunch of people coming into the studio and just, like, throwing down random vocals on it. And it turned out really well. I'm happy with it, but we're definitely excited for the upcoming album because we've definitely grown up a lot. We're actually a real band now. We have a three-piece. We have a bassist. And it shows a lot more of, like, the darker sides and, like, you know, very, like, riff-heavy, getting a little bit away from, like, the pop rock. And, yeah, and then that's why we're touring, to kind of show people what we're all about, hopefully guide younger people into a more rock and roll audience. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know?
And the new album, the full-length you're working on, that'll be out sometime in the new year, right?
Yeah, probably, like, again, right now we're kind of, like, looking in between labels with our management and everything, but we're aiming to have it out by around, like, March or April, the latest.
We'll keep an eye out for that. You guys are back in our area on November 21st at Philly, then, of course, closer to home, House of Independence in Asbury Park on the 23rd. What can someone expect from a Little Vicious performance?
Well, you're definitely going to dance, and there's probably going to be whiskey somewhere in the vicinity, but it's always a good time. You know, that's why we do it and why, like, we really love our fans, because everyone's always welcome at a show. You know, it doesn't matter if you want to stand in a corner and be sad or you want to go mosh in the middle of a crowd. We just want to have a good time and riff. We literally just came here to riff. So as long as you just want to listen to good music and have a good time, you're going to enjoy our shows. We try and bring that to any concert, any venue we play, you know, whether it's 2 people or 200 people, we just want to have a good time. And it's going to be a lot of energy. Lots of heavy, heavy, loud guitar noises, so not for the faint of heart, but you'll have fun. That's the bottom line.
How could someone get tickets for either of those shows?
I believe for House Independence, you can go to their website, and there's just, like, a code you put in. They'll send you, like, an e-ticket. And for the Grape Room, it should be either through their Facebook event or on their house website as well.
What's the best way for someone to stand up with everything that Little Vicious is doing?
See, everything? Well, we do have our website. It's littlevicious.com. We have everything on there from, like, the newest, like, articles and, like, releases as far as music videos, merchandise, tour dates, basically anything you want about Little Vicious is on our website. And we tend to stick to Instagram a lot as well, especially being on tour. We're kind of a Instagram story horse. So if you really want to get a more personal side of Little Vicious, definitely check out the Instagram.
And the track we're doing is Whiskey Overhead. Tell us about this.
That's
tune.
Correct. So I wrote this song out, and it was one of the first songs I wrote, but it was out in Colorado. And I went to visit my buddy Tom Carl. He has two first names. It's amazing. And I went to go visit his house because he was having his housewarming party. And I show up, and they're all already wasted. There's like 30 or 40 people wasted. And I brought him this bottle of Jim Beam. And I, like, walk up to him, like, Tom Carl, it's your birthday. It's party, let's do this thing. And without a word, he just grabs this bottle of whiskey and whips it on top of the roof of his house. And we both kind of, like, look at this bottle of whiskey. And so for the remainder of the party, we're just trying to, like, get this bottle of whiskey overhead, like, down from the roof. And it just kind of inspired me to write this song about trying to get some whiskey and just drinking and kind of just being a all-around heathen, throwing whiskey on roofs or running around. And it's one of the first songs. I think it's a good introduction to the band because it's upbeat, it's a little dirty and fun, and that's really what we try to encompass.
Marguerite King of Little Vicious. Catch them at the Grape Room in Philadelphia on November 21st. House of Independence in Asbury Park on November 23rd. Marguerite, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, John.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Little Vicious with Whiskey Overhead on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Drink until I'm dead.
Vicious with Whiskey Overhead on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Score that track at littleviciousmusic.com and don't miss them at House of Independence in Asbury Park on Friday, November 23rd. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and club rat at WRET.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@WRET.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.